I'm so scared. It seems like God is gone. Ever since I got sick, it feels like he's not here at all.
I know it feels like God is gone when bad things happen, but he's always there with you. Welcome to a brand new week of stories and scriptures just for you here on Keys for Kids. My name is Zach. My friend Joanna got sick with cancer, and she thought God had left her forever because of how hard her life had become. But God hadn't left her, and he'll never leave you either, especially when bad things happen. Just check out Hebrews 13:5, where God says, "I will never leave you or abandon you." You don't have to be afraid when bad things happen, because God will help you get through them. And my friend Joanna, well, she's still sick, but now she trusts God to help her get better. Our story today is called, Where's God? Ava lay on the sofa, her face pale, her bald head a circle against the pillow. Medical treatments had caused her hair to fall out. Her grandmother looked over just as Ava dabbed a tear from her eye. "What's wrong, honey?" asked Grandma. "Not feeling so good today?" "I'm scared," replied Ava in a trembling voice. "It seems like God has gone away. Ever since I got sick, it feels as if he isn't here at all." Grandma squeezed Ava's hand. "It may feel like that, but God promises to always be with us. Sometimes it's hard to keep praying and trusting him, but we need to do that." She sat down beside Ava. "The way you feel isn't surprising, though. It reminds me of something that happened to me when I was little."
"You were sick, too?" asked Ava.
"Yes," Grandma said. "I was once very sick with the flu. My mother had given me medicine at bedtime and stayed with me until I fell asleep. But then, in the middle of the night, I woke up in the dark. My head throbbed and my throat was so sore that I couldn't call out to my parents down the hall. I was too weak to get out of bed, so I just lay there crying, thinking I was all alone. But then a light switched on, and there was my mother right beside me. She had been sleeping in a chair next to my bed the whole time."
"So God is still here with me even though it feels like I'm all alone?" asked Ava.
Grandma nodded. "My mother slept in that chair all night so she could stay with me. But Jesus did much more than that to be with you, Ava. He left heaven and came to earth as a baby. And when he grew up, he died for your sins so you could live with him forever. Even though being sick may make it seem like he's far away, he's not. He promises us in the Bible that he won't ever leave us. He's with you every moment, giving you strength and comfort." Ava was thoughtful. "Can you show me that verse in the Bible?" she asked after a moment. "I want to read it for myself." So how about you? Have you ever felt like God has forgotten you? When you're sick, your parent loses their job, or your friends move away, or your family even splits up, it's easy to think he doesn't care and has left you on your own. But even if you don't feel God's presence, the Bible says he is near to those who know Jesus. He is always with you, no matter how you feel. Our key verse is Hebrews 13:5.
He, God, himself has said, "I will never leave you or abandon you."
And our key thought for today, God is always near you. It's true that life can get pretty busy sometimes, right? That's why you can take the Keys for Kids stories with you on the go with the Keys for Kids mobile app. That way you can listen in the car when you're on your way to school or take time to learn more about God when you're going to soccer practice. You can read the story along with me every day on your favorite smartphone or tablet. Get your parents' help and search your app store for Keys for Kids. Well, as always, my name is Zach. Thanks for listening to Keys for Kids today, and do me a favor. Share Keys for Kids with a friend, and then both come back tomorrow. Thanks for tuning in to listener-supported Keys for Kids.